the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
We have got character, we've got good manners, we are very polite, we are very gentle, we are very kind towards our friends, towards our mates, towards our colleagues, right? What happens to us when we are in front of our mother? Maybe we are very good to our mates, we listen everything, if he makes any mistake, we'll forgive him, we'll overlook his mistakes, our real brother, we'll shout at him. Suddenly, you see, our face changes. Outside is different, but when it comes to our own relatives, very close relatives, we've got time for our mates, but we don't have time for our parents, we don't have time for our father, for our mother. Why is this double standard?
The person who knows you really is the person who's closest to you, the people who live in your house. So you could be Haji Sahab, Namazi Sahab, Raja Sahab, Chori Sahab, outside. Everybody happens to be Masha, very good guy. But inside your house is what you really are. And you can judge yourself, but we must address these issues. And how are we in our homes? It's the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that the best of you is the best to his family. And I am the best to my family. This is a summary of who is the best person. The best one of you is who? The one that is best to your family, and I am best to my family. How are we with our family? We always shouting our wife. We think our wives are hard with today.
Allah.
Why is the cleaning done? Why is the cooking done? Why are my shoes polished?
Salt is too much.
Salt is too much. This is too much. Why is the heating on? Why are the children ready? Why is this and that? We treat them as slaves. When we follow the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, same thing we need to go back to. Implement the seerah, read about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about his character, how was he with his family, how was he with his children, how was he with his companions, his neighbors, so many aspects of his life. We must implement his life into our life, inshallah, to be successful.
Because there was a couple, and the wife, she had put too much of salt in her food. And husband came home, he was tired, he was definitely, when you're tired coming back from home and you want food ready and you want to eat. And as soon as he started eating, he noticed that it contains too much of salt. So he thought to himself, in his heart, he thinks that, okay, it doesn't matter, my wife has made this mistake, and I also make so many mistakes. I've got so many shortcomings. I've got so many mistakes in my life since. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also forgives me, and I today forgive my wife for this mistake, and I don't say anything to her. In his heart he thought, and he forgave. Allahu Akbar, dear respected viewers of Madin Sharif, somebody saw him in his dream, and when it was asked, ma fa'ala Allahu bika, and he told that in the dream, that because one day I had forgiven my wife for this only reason, in my heart I did not even express her. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala liked my that action, and for the same reason I have been forgiven. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, you forgive my bondsman and I forgive. That's what you get when you show akhlaq. This is the reward you get when you forgive others. This is the reward you get when you have got power, when you have got control. Don't do it for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also, alhamdulillah, rewards you in such a manner, you get Jannah, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi, wa barik wa sallam.